100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Today's topic is potato eyes. That's a weird one, isn't it? But what y'all suggest, I put in. Anyway, not only did you suggest the topic probably years ago, but also you have sent in the stories. Let's go ahead and listen to them, shall we?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's today's story called Breadline. We're lucky. We live in a shared house on a posh street. The teachers' strikes have been tricky, though. I've not been able to get any time off work, but a lady down the road has been looking after my youngest, Louise. Estelle never had telly. They just did playing, Louise said excitedly, thrusting a picture towards me. The picture was a face made out of a meal's worth of dried pasta. Tomorrow, we're going to do printing with potatoes. We put the picture on the fridge. It watched us while they ate, and I pretended I'd eaten at work. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 900 with a prompt of potato eyes. So here's my story. As Bilbert and the pudgy old woman climbed higher into the sky, the woman's gimlet potato eyes grew wider. In fear, she wrapped her arms around Bilbert, her ample bosom pressing into his face. The more Bilbert tried to push away, the tighter she locked her arms around his neck. He leveled off. "Come on, lady, are you trying to kill us both?" She only whimpered. Flying parallel to the ground, he could see that only Sabrina and Linoleum Amanda waited below in the empty street. Bilbert shot back to the ground and dropped the old woman in a prickly bush. Thanks for living. And we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They're watching me. There. Look at those ugly potato eyes as they follow me around the kitchen. Those evil, nasty things, staring at me. It's almost as if they know. Carefully, I fill the pan, set it on the gas, and slip the biggest, sharpest, knife from its slot in the knife block. I know what I have to do. And I know, I must be ruthless, and show no pity. Slowly, I heft the knife in my hand, approaching the chopping board, with intent in my steps. Then, I rapidly turn, thrusting the knife deep into my husband's throat.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Don't say that. Don't put it there. Don't look that way. Don't. Didn't I tell you not to? I am sick of it, and I want to move on. But she grabbed my ankle, and her hand was a shackle. She drags herself through the mud, and she doesn't let go. I knew I would, yes, die. Say it, die. She would never let go. Never. Don't throw that away. The potatoes? Potato eyes? The potatoes have eyes. The potatoes have... And I throw it away. I throw everything away. The eyes, the will, and the soul. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Lindid, Sweden, Jonas Peeler, 1953. Glance at an old school professional potato peeler, and you're witnessing the height of 1950s form follows function, built to last several lifetimes. If you never had to use one, despite its stripped-down simplicity, you may well miss one of its built-in utility tools. At one end is a blunt, tapered, curvy part, dull as a butter knife, but deadly in a well-trained hand. This, my friend, is a potato eye garrotter, as in surround and choke off. With a well-placed stab, quick twist, and a sharp snap, you can render your tubers eyeless with chief potato peeler efficiency. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Morning, Richard here, and my story is called Starch. Don't chop the onions next to the potatoes. Potato eyes are easily irritated, and unlike you, they can't turn away, avert their gaze, or mop the tears when they flow. If you don't believe me, ask the carrots. They'll tell you it's true, inasmuch as you can believe anything a carrot has to say. You could argue that sore eyes is the least of the potato's worries, and once you've dealt with those onions, their fate will be far worse. And I suppose you're right. Maybe it's not the onions that make potatoes weep. It's knowing they're about to die. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Nietzsche says that when you stare into the abyss stares back. The same goes with potatoes. If you stare into a potato's eyes, the potato stares back. I know it doesn't look like that when you first stare at the potato, but try it. And keep at it. You'll see. It's disturbing, isn't it? You want to look away, but you can't. Peel the potato, slice it up, boil it, mash it, and you can still feel it staring at you. Can you eat it? No. So throw it into the compost heap, and not into the abyss.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories. Strange ones. Directions I never thought people would take. But that's kind of the point of this, isn't it? It's kind of cool. Anyway, a bunch of stories about potato eyes. Thank you to everyone who participated and imagined and dreamed and came up with this stuff and sent them in. If you're taking a little time and coming up with something, well, go ahead and send it on in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, the next topic is a pick two. Photograph, buttery, tram lines, vast, unit, and trying. Let's see what you come up with then. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.